Good afternoon. I'll ask the Acting CEO to say the prayer, please.
Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
I will now make an acknowledgement of country. I respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Whadjuk Noongar people of Western Australians, pay my respects to elders past and present. It's a privilege to be standing on Whadjuk Noongar country. I now formally declare this special meeting of council at the City of Perth open. Do I have any apologies, Acting CEO?
Yes, Chair Commissioner. Gay McMath is an apology.
Commissioner Gay McMath is an apology, but she is aware of the meeting. In terms of question time for the public and notification of deputations, nil received. Any questions? Nil. Any disclosure of members' interest? That is, any commissioner or employee wish to disclose interest and its nature on any item attained in the agenda, which is only one item? Nil. Thank you. Matters for which the meeting may be closed. Are there any matters which may be closed? Acting CEO, please.
Yes, Chair Commissioner, in accordance with Section 5.232A of the Local Government Act 1995, should a Commissioner wish to discuss the content of the items of business, it is recommended that the Council resolve to close the meeting to the public prior to discussion of the item.
Thank you. Is anyone wishing to move to go behind closed doors?
So moved, Chair.
I'll second that. Therefore, clear it carries. Members of the public could leave, please. The commissioners have resolved to come out behind closed doors, and I'll read the resolution, which is as follows. 1. That council exercise its contractual right to terminate the CEO's employment with immediate effect. 2. The council pay the chief executive officer his statutory contractual entitlements in relation to the termination, including in lieu of notice. And 3. The council obtain legal advice as to the terms of the communication to the CEO concerning the termination. I'll just add to that, it's not part of the resolution, but I will just advise the media there will be no comments made on this matter because of the issues involved. So on that basis, after having read out the resolution, I declare this meeting closed. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.